Balzac, I'm president of the Prospectors and Miners Association of Victoria. It weighed in just over 100 ounces, and as you know, most people who find big nuggets, they don't want to be identified, and the value of it would have been in excess of $170,000, because they sell more as a big nugget. The owner of the nugget wanted to remain anonymous, but Denali is right in the middle of an area of Victoria, the Golden Triangle, which has produced at least 80% of all the world's biggest nuggets.
Oh, wow.
And, well, the biggest one of all time is the Welcome Stranger, of course, but that was found at Malaga, which is not far from Denali. And they continue to keep coming up, and everyone who's going out there is finding a lot of gold, whether it be smaller than that, but and you don't hear of a lot of it. So the prospecting fraternity is really turning out lately. And since, well, not this Christmas gone, but the previous one, there were 2 4-kilo nuggets found in the Golden Triangle as well. So that sort of sparked a lot of interest. And every time something like this is found, all these little towns in the Golden Triangle flourish. If you give people an incentive to go out, to go back to places like Denali and all those sort of places, they'll keep going back looking for gold. But if you close them up into state parks and national parks, these little towns are going to suffer drastically because prospecting is banned. So everyone who goes out, you know, good luck to them, and I hope they find a big one.